How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey friends, it's your boy Matt Donald here to let you know once again that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for the Ritwit and Paleobites, my two little podcasts that could. For the bonus Paleobites content, we're discussing pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Dinosaur King, a video game turned anime, turned card game. It's basically Pokemon, but with dinosaurs. It's great stuff. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a wonderful day!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Roar. Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast with more age than a dinosaur tooth. Specifically a brontosaurus tooth, though.
Like, let's be specific here.
My name is Matthew Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by someone with a glow-in-the-dark water bottle.
How cool is that?
That's pretty neat. Christina Eilert, how are you?
I am so excited for this episode.
Yes, this is the one that you've been looking forward to.
Yay!
Yep, Neurologus Rex. My god. Why does it have Rex at the end? That's so hardcore. It's trying too hard.
Well, actually, on that topic, I don't have this in my notes, but there is a Rex bunny. That's like a breed of actual rabbits these days.
Is this like supposed to be like an ancestor of that? Except, no, all the domestic bunnies have come from a common ancestor, so I don't know. But
I don't know that information either.
It's an homage to that.
Something. Maybe.
The paleontologist who discovered this has a Rex bunny.
There you go.
But enough about that. I need to ask you a dinosaur related question first, but it sounds like you're just so excited to get to the dang rabbit.
You can answer dinosaur related questions, but you know, I can't always answer.
Okay. Let's see. You ever seen the movie Watership Down?
I don't think so.
Neither have I. Okay, I know it's a rabbit movie, so...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but it's a movie that you think is for little kids, but it's like, oh, no, actually, it's very scary and very violent.
Okja.
Yeah.
What is that movie? It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, what?
Okja.
Oh, yeah, Okja,
oh,
yeah.
That's one of those movies, too.
Yeah.
Creepy, don't watch. Yeah. I mean, it's a good movie, but...
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, okay, what's a... Okay,
I don't know very many pop culture... rabbit things.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I know a few.
For some reason, my mind keeps going to Legend of the Guardians, but that's owls.
Good movie, too, though.
That is a good movie.
But definitely not rabbit-friendly, because owls could definitely eat rabbits.
They definitely eat the rabbits.
Not this Neurologus.
The only mammal in that movie, I think, is that one, like, echidna, that has, like, the staff.
Yeah, remember? Which that guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, like... Yeah, that's a cool movie. I like it. It's directed by Zack Snyder, of all people. He directed 300 and Batman v Superman and Man of Steel. And
so this is a little bit out there for
he's
him.
He's like, let's make this family movie about owls.
But it was, I thought it was good.
Yeah, no, it is good.
I never would have guessed that, those were his other works.
Also, he's one of the few directors that has tackled both animation and live action, so that's pretty cool, because they're two very different mediums.
Hmm.
So, anyway.
There you go.
Anyways, I guess that's enough dinosaur-related questions where we're not actually asking any, but let's get to the topic at hand. You're excited. We're talking about the biggest rabbits of all time, we think. Maybe, I don't know.
A.K.A. the Rabbit King.
The Rabbit King, Neurolagus Rex. Because it doesn't need to try that hard. I mean, but it really wants to.
Yeah.
It's like, include me, I'm cool.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds probably cooler than it is.
I mean, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Because you think, like, oh, this is a big rabbit. How big is it? Well, hold on. Actually, I have to get to the type. It's a lagomorph, which is the order of mammals that includes rabbits, hares, and pikas. You ever seen pikas?
Yeah.
They're so cute.
I was just at the hiking to the top. Well, I didn't hike all the way to the top of Estes Park or, you know, the mountain there.
Right.
But they did have signs for pikas, so they do exist in Colorado. I don't think I've ever seen one before in person.
They look like little groundhogs,
but
like,
yeah,
even smaller bodies.
Yeah.
Their heads kind of look like groundhogs. They don't have the big ears like rabbits, so.
No, so not quite as cute.
Yeah. Anyway, so how big is this rabbit king? How big is his rule going to be? What is the ruler of this rabbit thing? He's 3 feet long.
That's really big.
For a rabbit, yeah. But I'm someone who is well educated on the ways of dinosaurs, three feet's nothing. Like, my arm is 3 feet.
That's true.
Like, look at me do the Nazi salute here.
Whoa, pump the brakes here.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of whenever someone actually stretches their arm out, like, ah.
I know, it comes to my mind too. I'm like, would you stop doing that? Like,
cast. As long as we don't raise our arms too high up when we're doing it, then it's not the Nazi salute.
Just go horizontal.
There you go. All right, so 26 to 51 pounds. Again, kind of fluctuating with the weight there.
Oh.
12 to 23 kilograms.
And 0.9 meters long. I feel like we skipped that.
Oh, yeah, we did skip that.
I got
our international listeners.
I got you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Diet, it was a carnivore. It was a bloodthirsty prey. No, it was a herbivore.
This is the rabbit from Monty Python. No, it's not.
What's behind the rabbit? It is the rabbit. I soiled my arm. I was so scared.
Probably one of the coolest rabbits. Speaking of pop culture rabbit references, that's probably one of the coolest.
That was a Neurolagus, yes. time, late Miocene to mid Pliocene, 7 to 4 million years ago.
Because those are words that are meaningful to me.
It's a little epochs in the time period after the dinosaurs. And all periods have their epochs, but these are the ones that are more widely known, the ones after the dinosaurs. So it's better to differentiate certain things. Mid Pliocene, so 4 million years ago, that is just when the first hominids, not humans, but hominids were starting to evolve.
Dang, so like rabbits outlast us.
By quite a bit. There are rabbits like in dinosaur times.
Oh my gosh. We're so new, we need to quit thinking we're like the boss of everybody.
Well, primates as a whole aren't that new. Like, they've been around since like just after the dinosaurs, if not a little bit during, so.
Okay.
But like hominids, which are the very human-like apes that first came in, those evolved about 4 million years ago.
We're so new. We're like babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's even just that. Like, in terms of our species as a whole, it's about 200,000 years. So
the blink of an eye.
Basically.
Wow.
Yep. Homo sapiens, first of all, then. But there were other Homo species. There, I know it sounds...
Insert joke here.
Well, especially the one about Homo erectus.
Right.
Remember that episode of Friends where Ross was giving a speech in Barbados and they just wanted to go to the beach. And Joey and Rachel kept laughing whenever he mentioned Homo erectus. And then they just like couldn't help themselves. But
I mean, we may be over 18, but we're not adults here. Give us a break.
Basically. location, Menorca is how it's pronounced, I think, or Menorca. Menorca, Spain. An island in the Mediterranean.
It sounds lovely. Let's go.
Yeah. I'd love to go anywhere. Like, honestly, outside this neighborhood sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Quarantine, man. Wait, when does this episode come out? Hold on. Let me check my fancy note here. I can see when does this come out. Neurolagus.
Oh, we'll still be, you know.
11/24/20. So,
We're pulling for a vaccine by then.
Yeah, hopefully. Christmas is coming up, but is it a Christmas worth celebrating?
I mean, you know, I think so. We'll do what we can.
Well, I think quarantine by that point will be over. That doesn't really necessarily answer the question of when or not the virus will be over, because those Americans are like, we don't want to quarantine. We don't want to close down. Let's just keep opening and let it spread forever.
Masks are for hippies.
Yeah, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't care that hundreds of thousands of people have died. What about my rights?
Oh, shut up.
Exactly. This is what I feel like Neurolibus would say if it could talk, just because it's a big... I know I'm being so biased against... just imagining being like, what about my knee?
And I'm here to counter you, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Being
well,
all excited
you.
About the giant rabbit. All right.
Okay. It was described in 2011, pop culture appearances. According to the Dinopedia fandom wiki, this is a website I like to go to sometimes, it might be in The Croods, which is a DreamWorks animation movie about cavemen, but I don't remember it being in that. Did you ever see that one?
I haven't, no.
It's not very good. Like, I don't like it, because it does this weird thing, which critics at the time, a lot of people at the time, like, oh, it's so creative, it's so inventive, and it shows their imagination. I'm like, but it doesn't make sense as a kid. And so, instead of having real prehistoric animals, it just has these weird fusions of creatures, like turtle birds, or like saber-toothed cats with macaw colors or something.
You're like, what are we even doing here?
Like, it's just like, why are you having these fusions of modern animals? They're cavemen. Where are the prehistoric animals? Like, I don't... Like, why have cavemen if you're not gonna have prehistoric animals?
I mean, it makes sense that you would, but...
Like, it's just... I know that it's an anime movie, they can do whatever you want, but I just... The way I see it, they had an opportunity to use a bunch of prehistoric animals, and they decided not to take it, which they can never be forgiven.
Maybe they were just being progressive for their time, and they were, like, trying to create the same confusion we're living through right now in their
movie. Oh, you're saying all the fused creatures were a metaphor.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. That's what I'm getting
at. Oh, well, in that case, that makes sense. Right. Okay, so... Anyways, so you like bunnies?
Yeah.
You like bunnies.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Bunnies.
You have two bunnies in their place, and they're actually right over here.
Yes, they're hanging out with us. They're really quiet, so you probably won't hear them do anything, which is one of the perks of having them as a pet.
Exactly. Yeah, they haven't really made any noise since I've been here, but they're so cute. How about big bunnies? Big bunnies?
Yeah.
I mean, those bunnies are pretty big.
I mean, considering... Okay, so my rabbit's in comparison to, like, an outdoor bunny... They're probably, like, three times as big as an outside bunny.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, a foot
wild
or something?
I mean, they're still relatively small in terms of their weight. Like, I think they're only, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds.
Yeah.
But they're pretty big. I mean, you can hold them across your body.
That's true.
I mean,
like, no, domestic bunnies can get quite big.
Yeah.
How about really big bunnies? We're not talking rhino or kangaroo-sized or anything, but...
Which would be cool.
Yeah, but still bigger than any bunny alive today. Enter Neurolagus, or when using its full name, Neurolagus Rex. Yes, like Tyrannosaurus. Hardcore. Unlike modern rabbits, though, Neurolagus had small eyes and shorter ears, although still long ears compared to most other mammals. It also had a short, stiff spine, which hindered its mobility and meant it couldn't jump. I don't know if that means it couldn't jump to the extent of modern rabbits, or if, like elephants, it couldn't jump at all. But if it's the latter, then that would be lame. What kind of rabbit are you if you can't jump? It's like a fish that can't swim.
Okay, so I totally agree. How are you even a rabbit if you can't jump at all?
Yeah.
What is up with that? Who knows? It seems fairly hilarious that this lagomorph is considered a Rex at all. Like,
yeah.
While I was doing my own research for the podcast, Brian Kratz, he's a rabbit evolutionary expert, which, side note, what an oddly specific job.
A rabbit evolutionary expert.
The heck is that? But that's pretty cool. He describes the Neurolagus as an islander beach bum, literally, because of their lack of predators, they developed into these slow, tank-like, apparently, creatures that were pretty awkward.
Yeah, no, exactly that. I talk about later that they're, like, evolutionary dead ends, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, but the fact that they had small eyes and ears, and that their bodies weren't developed to evade predators, like, definitely... It just lowers their cute factor, like, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because some of the cutest things about my bunnies are their, like, big ears, their eyes, their hopability. But still, like, the thought of having such a large rabbit or rabbit-like creature, like, roaming about is pretty amusing to me. But it sounds like they had a pretty cushy life.
Yeah, though. And if they didn't run away from predators, that means that if you went to this island, they probably wouldn't be scared of you.
No,
so you could go over there and snuggle with them. So that's pretty cute. You know,
you're improving your opinion.
I'm improving my opinion. I'm coming around in Neuralagus.
So, like, apparently, according to this scientist, this is a rabbit evolutionary expert.
Yeah,
they combed their Spanish island paradise, eating all day.
Combed it with what? They didn't have combs back then.
With their mouth. Rabbits do like to eat.
Yes, that's true.
But it doesn't sound too far off from what my pet rabbits do. Mine hang out, they eat hay all day.
That's true, they don't really have to worry about predators, so yeah. It's kind of the same thing.
So, I mean, my rabbits are modern day rabbits. They can eat about a tenth of their body weight per day,
wow.
Which is really a lot.
If I ate a tenth of my body weight per day, I would eat, I'm not going to say actually, because I don't want people to math my weight out of that.
But considering that...
I'd eat 50 pounds! Yeah!
He's not that big. That's a lot. But, I mean, my rabbits weigh about 5 pounds each. The Neuralagus was approximately 26 pounds.
Right.
But if you know much about rabbits, you've probably heard of the largest rabbit on record in modern history. Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Okay, his name is Darius.
Oh, what a great name.
You know, Darius is literally 50 pounds and about 4 feet long.
Oh, so about the size of a Neuralagus.
Yeah.
Okay, Neuralagus got more lame in my book. Because if even a prehistoric...
he's even smaller.
Yeah, like even if the prehistoric giant version is still not as big as a modern version of it. Then...
Oh, no, I was trying so hard. I deduct points for my own.
Yeah, nope, I'm not interested. Because like beavers, like I've done an episode on the giant beaver castroides.
Yeah.
And that's like several hundred pounds.
Whoa.
Like, why can't there be a rabbit that big?
That, yeah, true. I wonder if it has to do with, like, the strength of their bones or something.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Know.
I don't know.
But this guy, Darius, he's a Flemish giant. He's owned by this lady named Annette Edwards of the UK. And honestly, like, go watch a video of her. Like, she's hilarious. She's totally my, like, hashtag goals. She's a total, like, hoot in her videos.
Oh, nice.
So, like you said, large rabbits aren't unheard of in this day and age. But even the massive Darius can still manage to hop. He can hop.
Yeah,
okay?
So if he can hop, Neuralagus can't. Neuralagus is getting lamer and lamer in my eyes.
So, like, bringing the topic full circle, I think that I would rate the animal pretty high, even though it isn't as adorable as a modern rabbit. Like, the creatures seem like they would rate extremely low on the scale of how dangerous they would be.
Exactly. And how they would cope with danger. Because, like in this island of Menorca where it roamed, it had no natural predators, like you were saying. So it didn't need to jump or be particularly fast.
No,
but
they're
that
just chilling.
It's one of those animals that is an evolutionary dead end, because any change and it's out.
Like exactly.
Any change and it can't adapt. So that's lame.
But like, if our scientists decided to go like all Jurassic Park on us and like recreate the Neuralagus,
no
Rex. Threat at all.
yeah, bring those back, Jurassic Park. Come on, no one could care about that.
Right. But anyway, enough about me like going on and on about like.
But like, it's a
giant rabbit.
It's a giant rabbit. That's like between a rabbit and a kangaroo, but it can't jump, and it's not even as big as.
Which, that whole factor is pretty lame. I'm going to agree
with
you on that.
Yeah, like, it's lame. I don't know, all right, whatever, this thing. Let's rate it 1 out of 65 million. I'm going to give it, 5 million.
Oh, man.
Not as low as your Shawanosaurus one.
Well, that was 8.
Okay, fine, give me a 7. I'm not going to give it as low as, like, the Arthropleura that I did before, because, see, at least, this isn't repulsive. It's just not... anything, so...
Like, it just kind of just is there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, actually, none of my work against it, because at least Arthropleura is something. Something I don't want, but...
Oh, no, so the rating keeps getting lower and lower.
Yeah.
I tried.
1! I'm rating it a 1!
Oh, no!
Out of 65... Nah, it's not... I also don't care enough, so, you know, probably 5 million is probably my rating. Just...
I mean, when I first heard of this, like, creature, I was like, oh, this is going to be, like, really awesome, and I'm probably going to rate it really high. And then I started doing research into it, and I was kind of like, it's not even, like, it's kind of an awkward-looking thing.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
It's so big, but it doesn't have, like...
It doesn't even have the novelty of being a giant rabbit, considering we've got some of them today now,
yeah.
That we've bred, so...
Like, so that's a thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is also cool, though, that they kind of, like, were, like, just hanging out on the beach, just eating stuff.
Yeah, that is neat.
Sounds like a nice life.
That is a nice life. Too bad that anything else happened, because then they couldn't take it.
Gone.
Gone, yeah.
So that's not very good.
Who knows? It could have just been, there could have been slightly more rains one year, and they just went extinct.
So, I mean, that counts for something. So, I think I was going to rate it at, like, a 40 million, but let's go down to, like, a 35.
Oh, that's still more than half. You're being very generous.
I'm a rabbit person, Donald.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Oh, man. Neuralagus.
Which I would say, like, we could make, like, insert a rabbit noise here, but they really don't they don't make a lot of noise.
They really don't, do they? Yeah, well, we're not even at that point of the show yet, because I'm like, yeah, but let I feel like that's it for this week.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself
here. I have to give everyone the rundown, how they can get a hold of us.
All right, I'll hold off on that then.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
If you're going to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at mattsd@matthewdonaldcreator.com for any questions or, like, episode ideas. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That would be much appreciated. It really helps the algorithm.
Yay, algorithm.
Science, tech.
Math.
Math. Math, the neuralagus of learning. Okay. But if you're interested in writing, I have another podcast called Megazoic. I'm getting it all mixed up again. I have another podcast called The Rich Wits, and I have a book series called Megazoic. The Rich Witch is a podcast I do with friend of the show, Matt David, and you've been on quite a few episodes, too.
I have.
And the Megazoic is a book series that I have on Amazon about dinosaurs, available for print and Kindle.
If you like this podcast, you might like the book.
Probably. Got very same sense of humor, i.e. dumb.
Don't call my friends dumb.
Yeah. all right, well, that's it for this week. As we say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, here, rabbit, make a noise. I heard you make a noise there.
Somebody was making a noise there briefly, but in general, they're very quiet, so there's not much to do. Do we give them a moment of silence, our listeners?
Yeah, I guess that's it. The safety of the universe of Paleobites. I'm just going to say, wah, wah.
There you go.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.